This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Birdsong is in full voice now, and ounce for ounce, the winter wren is the smallest bird with the largest voice. As you listen to the song, made up of over 100 individual notes, keep in mind the singer weighs just 1/3 of an ounce. So, why such a big song from such a small bird? A species song is shaped by its habitat, and habitat for winter wrens is deep forest among root tangles and boulders. Birds of open spaces don't need a strong song to have it carry far, while birds of dense thickets and forests do. Wrens are classified as songbirds, a group that covers about half of all bird species. Songbird brains have evolved to master songs of great complexity and variation. Non-songbirds emit simple vocalizations that are innate, not learned. A couple notes at best, a croak, a quack, a squawk, and far from tuneful. Young songbirds learn their species' unique song from adults, and often it's practice that makes perfect. A young male in the learning stages has a lot in common with a toddler's first babbling attempts to speak. In experiments where young birds were raised isolated from adults, they improvised among themselves to develop vocalizations unrelated to their species. Alas, those songs will doom them to failure in courtship. In choosing a mate, females judge vocal skills as a sign of a male's fitness. First choice is often older males, experienced survivors who advertise their superior skills through more developed songs. And as a result, these genes are passed on to future generations. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.